Walmart continues its growth streak heading into the holiday shopping season.
There's a lot of pricing movements this time of year that can play a role, but compared to some of the department stores, specialty retailers, and the struggles we're seeing there, they're in a much stronger place.
Kentucky's Republican governor concedes to his Democratic challenger, and Venice begins recovery after historic flooding. It's Thursday, November 14th. This is the PM edition of What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A 16-year-old boy killed two fellow students and wounded three others before shooting himself at a high school in Southern California today. The shooting occurred as the day was starting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles. Authorities say a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy died after being transported to a nearby hospital. Sheriff Alexander Villanueva said the shooter was in grave condition and being treated at a local hospital. For more on this developing story, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling President Trump's decision to withhold aid from Ukraine bribery, a term specifically mentioned in the U.S. Constitution as an impeachable offense. She spoke to reporters today, a day after U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor and senior State Department official George Kent testified publicly for the first time.
The devastating testimony corroborated evidence of bribery uncovered in the inquiry and that the president abused power and violated his oath by threatening to withhold military aid and a White House meeting in exchange for an investigation into his political rival, a clear attempt of the president to give himself the advantage in the 2020 election.
President Trump and his Republican allies have rejected claims of improper pressure or quid pro quo with Ukraine. More than 13 million people tuned in to watch the first day of public impeachment hearings on Wednesday. Fox News drew the most, according to Nielsen, with about 2.9 million viewers. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified for a second day on Capitol Hill, speaking to the House Budget Committee. Powell largely repeated testimony from Wednesday, expressing optimism that the Fed's current policy stance would help the U.S. overcome headwinds, including slower global growth and trade tensions. But he did say the U.S.-China trade dispute has contributed to declines in domestic manufacturing and more uncertainty for business leaders. Republican Governor Matt Bevin has conceded Kentucky's gubernatorial race to his challenger, Democrat Andy Beshear. Bevin had requested a re-canvass, and a formal review of county vote totals reaffirmed Beshear's roughly 5,000-vote victory in last week's election. Walmart is looking strong heading into the holiday season. The nation's largest retailer extended its growth streak in the latest quarter, marking a five-year run of quarterly sales gains. The earnings come on a significant day for Walmart, as the company reopened its El Paso, Texas store, where a gunman allegedly targeting immigrants killed 22 people back in August. Joining me now with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. It seems like every quarter we're hearing about strong growth from Walmart. President Trump also took notice this time around on Twitter. Sarah, what can you tell us about the results?
Well, it's been now 5 years of quarterly sales growth in the U.S. for Walmart, which is a pretty clear sign that they have so far weathered the threat of Amazon and the transition to online shopping well, and that they appear to be taking market share from other folks as well.
And what were the major drivers of that growth in the latest quarter?
Really, you know, Walmart's most of their sales and profit come from the U.S. business, U.S. stores business. And they have been very, very strong and fresh in grocery. That's a part of their business they've really turned around, and in part by offering something called online grocery pickup, where you order online and then you go pick up in the parking lot and they bring it out to your car. That has been a big strength for them.
So we are heading into the holiday season here. How do these numbers position Walmart as compared to other retailers as we head into the busy time?
They're in a very strong position. They have everything set up to be able to let folks do things like order online and pick up in stores. They've made investments that put them in a place to be able to grab some of that sales traffic. Of course, it remains to be seen how that plays out. There's a lot of pricing movements this time of year that can play a role, but compared to some of the department stores, specialty retailers, and the struggles we're seeing there, they're in a much stronger place.
What about Walmart's performance overseas? How does that compare to here in the U.S.?
That was a little weak this quarter, and we're seeing some economic weakness there. They have their ASDA unit in the UK that has continued to struggle a bit. They have operations in other parts of the world that are more exposed to economic weakness. So this quarter, we did see some sales drops in their international businesses.
Sarah, we got earnings from Walmart on Thursday, which also marks an important day for the company as it reopened a store in El Paso, Texas, that was the site of a deadly shooting over the summer that left 22 people dead. The Wall Street Journal spoke to employees, the majority of whom have decided to return to work there. What did we hear from them, and how is the community coping?
You know, a lot of the employees want to return back to work or already have because the store, they've been working in the store for the last few weeks to get it ready for the opening. And the company said that they really wanted to reopen it to get the community back on track, get back to normal life, give stability to their guests as well as their employees. So the CEO, Doug McMillan, and the new head of stores, John Furner, were in El Paso this morning talking to guests and raising a flag for the reopening.
How else is Walmart as a company addressing what happened there?
So today is the opening, but the larger issue that the company has faced over the past few months since the shooting is due to the horrific nature and the fact that it's now, you know, a Walmart is a location for one of the largest mass shootings in our history, has put the company at the center of the gun debate. And they've made a series of announcements since the shooting, the most recent one saying, you know, that they're going to take out ammunition that can be used in semi-automatic rifles and all handguns from stores. So not just guns, but the ammunition as well. And I think that this event will sort of has marked a changing point for the company in how they will handle issues surrounding guns and their company in the future. So we'll see what that means. But it is certainly an inflection point.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer joining me here in our studio in New York. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
It's known for its gondolas and waterways, but Venice, Italy was inundated with historic flooding this week. Water rose more than 6 feet above its normal level. Flooding peaked early Wednesday, falling just a few inches below the highest watermark ever recorded in the city back in 1966. Shops, restaurants, and the iconic St. Mark's Basilica were all impacted. Our Eric Silvers was there.
The damages, as you can imagine, are incredible. And I had one person who described it like if you have an X-ray and everything looks fine, but maybe your bones are decaying and you don't know it. If you're to walk down the street in Venice, you know, you see people upset, cleaning their shops and so on. But it's not like, you know, walking down the street after an earthquake when you see buildings crumbling. This is sort of the innards of restaurants and homes are decaying and getting ruined and so on.
Venice endures flooding nearly every fall, but some say the situation is becoming more dire as sea levels rise. We have pictures and video of the city up on our website, WSJ.com. And that's what's news for this Thursday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.